Too Sharp Select.
Oh, it's back again! The internet's most disgusting, grim, sick, fucking filthy, worm-infested slice of podcastery on this here putrid internet, sponsored by three powerful yet weird wizards, and recorded on location at Cockwart School for Privileged Wizards. I am your host, Craig, and joining me, as always, are a being so pure, so loved, so selfless, that even saying his name brings joy to the hearts of all who hear it and arousal to their nether regions. I speak, of course, of Ryan.
Hiya.
Hiya. Oh, and there's fucking Stu too, I guess.
Alright.
Alright, so yeah, before we get into anything else, before we begin, don't forget to check us out on Patreon if you're not already. www.patreon.com/shoutselect. It's got the worst content, it's recorded online, and you know you want to fucking listen to it, you sick little pervert. So, on that note, speaking of sick perverts, how are we doing, guys?
Yeah, alright.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. What have you been up to? Anything nice?
No, not really.
Fair enough, Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, just working during Black Friday, so it's happy and wonderful.
Yeah. Can you believe they have Black Friday in the Wizardverse? You think they have magic to sell whatever they want?
Yeah. They have like a sale on just like weird tower-shaped objects.
And they go fucking sick for it as well, blasting each other outside the doors of Tesco. It's fucking ridiculous. Well, I avoided it.
They make it and then sell it back to themselves and then go mad for it when it's on sale. It's like, but you make it.
Yeah, Master Fenrig, you summoned that demon in a cage. Why are you punching Master Wizard in the face to try and buy it for 20 quid?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. You don't even use pounds sterling in the Wizard first. You use golden groats.
Or doubloons.
Yeah, or doubloons. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I've not been able to take part, thankfully, because I've been in the Cockwart's Infirmary for a week with Madam Pump Me.
Yeah, someone put you back out, didn't they?
Well, no, what it wasn't someone. I came running into Cockwart's for one. Eager for my lessons, I came skipping in. Tra-la-la-la-la, another fine day for Dripping Hot House. And then I went, and I slipped over in a supercar Nigel-sized puddle of spunk.
Ugh.
Both of them have been there, fucking seen to each other's business. Yeah, both Supercar and Nigel's, and it was like just fucking torrents of cum everywhere. And down they went.
It's always dead frothy as well, isn't it? Has a head to it.
It's like a beer. It's like someone spilled Guinness on the floor.
Yeah, it's like a strong, thick stout. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, stout. Please stop. So anyway, yeah. So Madam Put Me has all these magical cures. She wouldn't fucking give them to me. She just made me lie in a bed for a week, unable to fucking walk or even sit up at one point. It was great. But I'm back now, is the good news.
How did you
pay? I didn't. I saved it up for 2 days. And when I finally went, it was like giving birth to a plank of wood.
Was it
some splinters?
Is it a backwards triangle poo?
Like
backwards pyramid. Yeah.
Giving birth to a pyramid, yeah. An upside down pyramid.
Yeah.
So by the time you get to the base, you're like, dunk! And you feel like, feels like it's about 3 meters across. Not a good.
Were you punching yourself in the leg just to get it out?
No, I crunched my hands into fists and I was like, double Bruce Forsythen, just both fists on my forehead. Because it wasn't nice to see it. Oh, to see it nice. So, anyway, enough of that. So looking at today's list of very important talking points, and we're going to start off with one that was actually recommended by our good friend and listener on Twitter, Mr. ItemShopDX, who disappeared for a while, and then, when you mentioned his picture he drew for us, he magically reappeared.
Weird,
I think we summoned him back. I think he's a magic imp, and we summoned him into existence. Anyway. He's asked, it's quite a general question, so we'll get some funny answers out of this. What's the worst bullshit you've ever heard? I've got one for you straight off the bat. The Last of Us 2 is the best game ever made. What a load of bullshit. It's a highly polished third-person shooter with stealth elements.
What about the N64 is the best console ever made?
Oh, my God!
Or what Grief Burrito recently said in one of their episodes is the GameCube is the sexiest of all time.
How?
Closely followed by the N64.
What?
Are they trying to grief us? They're trying to grief Burrito us.
Yes, the sexiest console.
They did Sega and Nintendo, and like the Mega Drive and Genesis with like D level.
Have they seen the Sega Mega Drive in real life?
That's the butchest. Well, to be fair, that's the butchest console. Does that count?
Yeah, the butchest.
Thickest.
Yeah. No, butch. It's butch as fuck, the Mega Drive.
It looks like the black box computer from a UFO.
But the GameCube's not even a cube.
Yeah, it's not.
The sexiest console. Maybe the PS3 Slim. That's nice and sleek.
It has some sexy curves, didn't it? There's no denying that. And Series X is sexy. It's like a big
model. Series X, yeah.
I quite like the new shape Xbox 360 before the Xbox
the Slim
One came out.
Yeah, the Slim one was good.
It was like the Elite new shape Elite Plus thing.
Yeah, I think it was called the Slim, but it just was the same size for some reason.
It had the built-in hard drive.
Had the gloss finish, didn't it?
Yeah,
that's what I've got. Yeah, it's lovely, that one. Yeah, I mean, the GameCube has, and Francis, whatever you're called, what are you talking about? The GameCube? What even is a game? I thought it was a lunchbox.
They need to stop inhaling these fucking GameCube fumes or whatever it is that they do.
What, do you reckon they just do meth for inside the disc tray of a GameCube?
Yeah.
For each session? That's
must
crazy.
Be, it must be really the, they're just inhaling the opulence in the air of Knutswood.
Yeah, that's it. They're on some weird opiates from the market. Good day, sir. Would you care to buy some opiates sourced from ancient, far-out Persia? Oh, yes, please. Persia, you say. And then they take it back and they snuff it. And that's it, then. They're all about the GameCube. I don't care.
Yeah.
And the N64? What?
That's the ugliest console, surely. It's like the elephant man of consoles.
It's the strongest Avenger. No, it's fucking stupid, isn't it? It's the elephant man of consoles, as Jesus says, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could find worse if we really thought about it. But it is pretty grim, you're right. What are they on about, the N64?
Yeah, the NES was pretty grim as well, wasn't it? The original NES.
Yeah, I think we'll give the NES a pass because it was very early. It was the first real
The American SNES.
The American SNES.
Oh, my God!
The American SNES was voted higher. Than the,
what?
They voted it. The they voted the, it higher than the Sega the, Master System, and
the Master System one.
Yeah,
the Master System Master one looks like it's from Tron. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, that's like D80 console. It's like a synthwave console.
Yeah, it's like a synthwave console. The Master System 2 was all right too. It was a bit plain compared to the one, but it was all right.
Yeah, it looked a bit cheap, didn't it?
How dare they mark it? So what did they mark above the Master System? Just rewind back. The American SNES.
All of the Nintendo consoles.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, well.
What a
the
surprise.
Internet, the podcast scene. There's a shock. What?
What, the Wii? The Wii shit.
Yeah.
Basically,
it was the game. It was the GameCube, then the N64, whatever those consoles are, then all other Nintendos, and then all of the Segas, more or less.
Oh, what a surprise. But what about the Xboxes? Where are them?
I've not listened to that episode yet. That's the next one.
Probably under the PS5.
Yeah.
Which PS5. looks like a tall man wearing a suit. I don't trust it.
Yeah.
It's an anime man wearing a suit. It looks like the bad guy from Yu-Gi-Oh! With the white coat on.
Yeah. Does.
It does a bit. I was going to say, it reminds me of the Gluckens from Abe's Odyssey. Just like a tall like tube that's a suit. It's like, what the fuck is it? I don't like
it. It looks like the guy from Yu-Gi-Oh! With his blue eyes, white dragon. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. I know you mean.
PS5 Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's him. Kyber.
Yeah, Kyber. Blue
Let's
eyes, white
back.
Dragon.
Let's just go back to the Lavender SNES from the States for a minute, though. What?!
That's a high rated console, that one.
It's the grimmest looking console.
It looks like a VTech product.
He does look a Vita in front of it. I thought of another Butch console as well. OG Xbox.
Yeah, that was like the guy in the gym that never gets off the weights machines of consoles.
Yeah,
he was like
a Mega Drive on roids.
Yeah, the Duke controller was just like his fists. And if you got finger cramp off it, you couldn't handle it. Oosh. That Xbox broke people, Stu. Broke people.
Yeah. It was the forfeit control of the Duke, wasn't it?
I remember it had two extra buttons for the torch on. One of them was the torch on Halo. I could never fucking find it when I was flailing around trying to find it. I could never find it.
They're the white and black buttons.
Yeah, but
white and black buttons.
They did change them in the end, didn't they? To like console triggers, like the PlayStation console with their buttons.
Yeah, industry norm.
They moved them to the shoulders, didn't they? The white and black ones.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Duke console was built by a company that never made control pads in their life. And they made Microsoft aware of this, but they were still asked to make it, which is why it doesn't quite translate properly. But they do have the fans, not as much as the N64, evidently. What the fuck? So there you go. There's some bullshit for you, Item Shop DX. Yeah. Boom, straight in there. Yeah. They're just calling out another podcast.
I've got some bullshit.
Go on.
That guy that we all know that told us he wrote the Thing game on a floppy drive and sent it through to Sega.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was Capcom he sent it to, and it got corrupted.
Because he put it on a 3.5-inch floppy disk. You know, a PS2 era game on a 3.5-inch floppy disk.
Yeah, it got corrupted.
I'm sure that's possible. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, those games weren't massive, but you couldn't fit on a fucking floppy disk. Is it you, Ryan, who once tried to? It was like you save Photoshop to a floppy disk, and it was just a shortcut.
No, there was a guy in work trying to.
Oh, right. I've got to say, whenever it's a guy in work, it's normally you, like the carrot.
Not a guy in work. It was a guy in school. I used to. He had like
grind. Oh,
I give him a floppy disk for his like fucking schoolwork, and he's like started copying like fucking, is it Dreamweaver?
One
of the programs, and some other ones like copying them over. And I was like, what are you doing? It's like, oh well, I've put my mate. I can take these programs home with me. It's like, no, it's just a shortcut.
You know, just left it to it, Ryan. Like, have fun with that, mate. Knock yourself out. You dozy cunt. Yeah, cozy done. I remember when I was in IT. It's one of the ones with lunch in year 11. We used to hang around in the computer room because we was nerds, like. And there was a lad in year 8, and he was typing an essay in Microsoft Paint in red text.
What?
The IT teacher saw it and went fucking sick at him. He wasn't even like on the clock, it was lunch. It's like, what are you doing, you idiot? They made everyone in the computer room stop and basically point and laugh at this kid. And he grew up to be a serial killer. No, he probably didn't.
Might have done.
Might have done. Mr. Cartledge, it's your fault. So that's some bullshit as well. Got any bullshit for us, Jay?
I've had loads of bullshit over this. I wish I had more time to prep, really, but I can't think of any.
Think of it as a spur of the moment.
Yeah, I need some time to think. I need to think some up. Try and remember.
I'll tell you what. Let's carry on. If you think of any more as we're going along, just pipe up.
Yeah, all right.
Just make the bullshit noise. Like an alarm. That's what we'll do. So, yeah. Maybe that could be the theme of the episode as we go along. Bullshit. That could be fun, couldn't it? So, looking at the scroll of contents today. Oh, by the way, we are recording from the infirmary today because Madam Pumpney still won't let me out until I've drank her special unconscious juice, and I don't want to do that.
Unconscious juice,
yeah.
It's a bit thick, isn't it?
It's because he jumped onto his Quidditch broom, and knocked his spine out.
Knocked the disc, yeah.
Look, that's what Fuckboy's telling people. You ignore him, he's a baddie. He's just trying to discredit me because I beat him on the field.
No,
fair
you were
and square.
Too eager with your broom, you knocked a disc out.
Yeah, all
right,
fine.
Went right up there and knocked it out.
Life. I did. I dived on. I was like, ooh, I'm going to catch the golden bitch. And then, I pretty much impaled myself. And that was it. Basically, my neck was a few inches longer and my arsehole was up in my stomach.
Yeah.
Stu, I assume this is you. It might be Ryan. If it is you, Ryan, I apologise. Bryan Adams' Robin Hood song. Are you not taking credit for me. That one?
That's not me.
It's not me.
Who the fuck wrote that then? Did Brian Adams write it?
I mean, what stuff, yeah?
Everything I do.
Maybe
I
you wrote it in like a painkiller haze or something.
Oh, maybe I did. In a weird drug haze.
I mean, what's that word saying to me there?
Wait, so nobody put Brian Adams' Robin Hood song?
I didn't do it.
I mean, it's a class song, you know. It's a soft pop classic.
Yeah, it's like number one for like 20 weeks or something silly.
Yeah, and if you don't want to watch the film, well, I can't blame you. You can just watch the highlights whilst listen to the song.
I've added a couple of songs with lyrics in.
Did this song add a misheard lyric? What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's put that in there.
I want to talk about Excalligator.
Come on then.
If you click the link to see the picture.
Click in the link. I'm on my way there right now. What? That's amazing.
So, for those of you that can't see, i.e. the listeners, it's an alligator that's been photographed swimming in the Florida lakes with a knife in its head. And then someone's commented underneath saying, I'm pretty sure whoever pulls the knife out will be the new king of Florida.
Yeah,
and then somebody else put Excalligator.
It's really good. Imagine being the king of Florida, though. Fucking hell, that would be a bit of a...
You'll have Florida Man to contend with, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. I'm just going to whack that in the Discord for our listeners. I'll put context to come.
Florida Man and...
Lols.
Tiger King.
Oh, I've never watched that Tiger King.
Joe Exotic.
I think you should become Stew Exotic. But obviously you can't have tigers where in Cockwart, so I don't know if you'd collect... What would you collect instead? The dummy thick man?
Yeah.
In the cage?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, shut up, I'm Stew Exotic!
Texas man in like a T-Rex cage.
How do you feel about that though, Craig? Because aren't you, Craig, exotic with your exotic broom handles?
Look, I told you, man, it was one time! as a house,
exotic
we're supposed
ones.
To... Look, you're just feeding the slither in propaganda machine here, Ryan. I'll have no more of it.
Yeah, but you've got ones made out of like you've got an ivory one, an ebony one, a mahogany one,
a meat one.
Oh, yeah, meat one, latex one.
Yeah, you have to have a meat one if you're a wizard.
Rubber.
Oh, the latex one. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
One made out of glass.
The wizard's got me that.
Yeah, the glass one.
Glass one, yeah, that's a good one. There's one that fires suspicious fluid out the end when you pull a lever.
Really? So got like a got pump.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got the butternut squash shaped one as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
The pumpkin one. A gourd shaped one. A gourd. A beautiful gourd. That's lovely. So, okay, I mean, moving swiftly on from the Excalligator and becoming the King of Florida. Spin me round lyrics. Can I just ask a question? Is this actually a real thing that someone typed in the notes?
Yeah, I tried to tell that one, yeah.
Thank fuck for that. The ghost of Pete Burns hasn't come back to haunt us then. We're doing all right.
Like Brian Adams' ghost.
Someone's
I think Brian
put
Adams
that.
Is still alive. Come on then, talk me through it.
You want to listen and
yeah.
To point out the lyrics? Okay.
Yeah, do it. I think I know what it's going to be.
Yeah, watch out, here I come.
Oh, fair enough. I just got to open up my loving ass. So, there we
go. That works.
yeah, that's on that one. Lord, shout
so, yeah,
here
that
I
works.
Come.
Was that,
watch out, here I come.
Was that a suggestion from Cumrag?
Oh, I bet it is, you know.
Probably.
Cumrag's misheard lyrics.
Brand. Yeah, he's added a couple of other ones, so... there's a Nirvana one that is added. Do I hear that one?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Comrades misheard lyrics then, yeah, definitely.
So I think Master Comrade's got the wrong end of the stick with misheard lyrics here. he's just hearing the word come and getting excited.
Do you see what this... Like, there's another one he's added for... It was, you know, what's the Jonah Louie song?
Jonah Louie.
The Christmas one.
Stop the Cavalry?
Yeah, you ready?
Go on. It better not be good.
This is the best Christmas song.
It's definitely the top three.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Mr. Comrade. Joey Lou's like, whoa, Churchill, what the fuck, mate? That was on his sofa. Like, I will never surrender. All over the sofa.
Oh, well, he's choking himself.
Yeah, he's just wanking himself off all over Parliament.
Tightening the belt around his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, his eyes goggling out. Now there's an image, patriots.
Yeah, popping his eyes back into his head.
Oh my god!
So speaking of Churchill, could he feature on the drip tray? Or is that a bit too much?
No, let's do it. I'm down.
Churchill
with that.
Coming over Jonah Louie.
Churchill, Jonah Louie, slash Vic. Let's do it. Okay. Story number one is locked in. So, any more songs with the word coming that Master Cumrag wants to mention?
No, it was just those three. I thought they were going to be actual misheard lyrics, but it turns out they're not.
Just once that, again.
Just back to Spin Me Right Round. Did anyone see the shot-for-shot remake done by the world's sexiest man, Paul Rudd, and Jimmy Fallon?
Yes. Hang on a minute. No. The world's second sexiest man. Because the true sexiest man has gone uncredited, hasn't he, Ryan?
Yeah, because that doesn't even make sense.
Sorry?
How would you be second against someone that's uncredited? You'd always be first, wouldn't you?
That's what I mean. If you had been credited like you deserved, like you should have been, you would be the world's sexiest man. But someone destroyed the paperwork, Ryan. It's a conspiracy.
Paulington Rudman.
Paulington Rudman. Antington Man himself has destroyed your balance out of jealousy. Yeah.
Antington Man Man.
I don't know, it didn't quite flow properly. But let's go with it. Yeah, I think I've seen that. It was quite funny. I enjoyed that one. Jimmy Fallon. America's got loads of these, like, sort of comedy chat show host people, hasn't it? There's fucking tons of them.
Yeah, we've got Jonathan Wass.
Oh, don't get me going about fucking Wassy. What an unfunny cunt.
Him or McIntyre, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Stop.
Graham Norton as well.
I don't know. I hate McIntyre more than Norton.
Oh, do you see the fucking knobhead?
McIntyre is the most unfunny.
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr. Did I tell you guys about the fucking corporate do I once went to when I worked for a pharmacy chain? I got talked into going to it. I didn't want to go. I was like, fuck, it'll be dead good. It'll be like, you know, you get everyone wears a tux and it's, you know, loads of like expensive open bar. It's like, fine, I'll go. And my one experience of the night was I was sat on the table with some rep from Pfizer, as in the people that do the vaccines now. And she said, oh, you look like Alan Carr. And I was like, you cunt. And that completely ruined my evening that day.
If Alan Carr and the Haribo kid had a baby.
Exactly. Haribo Carr. That's me.
I'm having flashbacks at the moment. I don't know if it's a dream or not. But at any point, were we unboxing N64s and Ryan was joking about throwing them in the bin?
No, that was real. That was, for people who haven't heard the episode, racked all the consoles.
No, I'm on about I was there and we were doing it.
It's just in an episode we talked about.
Yeah, it's just an episode, Stu. It wasn't IRL.
He said, where would you rate the N64? I said, I wouldn't even take it out of its box.
I must have dreamt it then. Because I was there unboxing them, and I was like, oh, I'm going to throw these in a bin.
Parallel universe.
Yeah, it must have been. Weird.
It's the reason where everything we say on the podcast comes true. God help us all. Of course, it is real. Don't get me wrong. I mean, how could we imagine such an elaborate universe?
Well, Supercar Nigel's real.
Well, both of them.
Yeah, both Supercar Nigels are real. All you need to do is Google it.
One's more likely to get his dick out than the other, but you never know which one.
Because they both like getting dicks out.
Exactly, they're fucking terrible. He's totally not a real person in the real world. Don't at him. He might sue us. He's got a Channel 5 documentary. He's famous. Oh, it's UK famous.
Not told yet, but I got served by Dagoth Ur at Macca's the other day.
Shit. Was he wearing his mask?
No, he didn't have his mask on, but it was definitely him because of his voice. It's like,
did he have the heart of Lorcan?
And he just went, hey there, let me get your order.
Hi, I Dagoth Ur. Like, what?
Then he handed it over.
I take your order?
Here's your food. Have a nice day.
I was like, did the world around you freeze and it was all coming in little text boxes at the bottom of your vision?
Yeah, it was weird.
That's pretty uncanny, that. Hey, I took it of Elder Scrolls. I've restarted Skyrim for the first time in years.
Oh, is it the new anniversary edition?
No, I've just got to get the Game Pass version. Just thought I'd give it a whirl. After all these years, it looks bloody nice on the Series X and it loads super fast.
Isn't that the anniversary edition?
I think you have to pay extra for the anniversary content.
Oh, do you?
But I'm quite enjoying it this time around. I found a skill where you can turn dead people around you into necromorphic puppets. So I killed half the bandits in the camp, resurrected them, and then sent them after their mates. It was hilarious.
The anniversary edition, as it were, is just the paid-for DLC that Bethesda released for Skyrim Special Edition, bundled into one as one DLC. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. I see you can go fishing now. You couldn't do that before, could you, on vanilla?
Well, you could.
No. Yeah. You can have a farm as well.
Oh, that's cool. I want a farm. You get to complete the game and then have a little farm. See, it's always nice when your character can retire somewhere nice, isn't it? Try to think of some more. I mean, the problem is with bullshit. There's so much bullshit that it's hard to pin down one piece of bullshit, isn't it? Tell you what's bullshit. Final Fantasy VII Remake, that's bullshit, isn't it?
Still not played it.
Well, you would love it, Stu. You'd be right up your street. And you'd hate it. I'm fucking joking. It's far too anime for you, for one thing. You would be very upset by it from the off. It's just bullshit.
Pixie Podcast seems to like it, though, doesn't he?
Who does?
Pixie Podcast.
Well, he does seem to like it.
It's one of the three games he likes to talk about, isn't it?
Ayo! Someone's been called out on Shot Select. What's that, Ryan, from Pixie Podcast? I know you're listening. You get yourself on it and you stand your ground. You defend yourself, son. We'll see you on the podcast soon. What's the other two games?
Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
And The Witcher 3.
You've been called out, son. You've been called out. We'll see you on here soon. Yeah. See you on here soon, boy. Let's see what happens. Called out by those three nasty men from Shard Select who bully him.
Those three nasty northerners.
Yeah, who set him off and he comes swinging at us. Red in the face, spitting with rage.
Like a very naughty, angry Jack Russell that you just pick up and put in another room and that's the end of that. Yeah.
His dungarees are all ripped where he's been clawing at him in his rage.
No, you know, like some dogs you can just like shut him up by giving him a chew. You just give him Last of Us on PS4.
You said on the PS4, you said you're going for the last gen one. Oh no.
Yeah.
That's the one with the girl with the muscles that everyone was upset about. Of course, obviously, you know, it's probably the best game ever according to the internet. But then a couple months later...
Not according to IGN.
IGN said that the other PS4 exclusive, God of War, was the best game ever. I don't know how they came to that conclusion.
Fucking Sony shills, that's why.
not Red Dead Redemption 2 by any means.
Yeah, that, and there's 30-odd years of gaming at this point, maybe even more, that you could draw games from, and it's God of War 2018. Are you sure about that? That's bullshit!
As much as I like Streets of Rage, it's zero comparison to like any of the games that are on.
Yeah. There's no way a game from 30 years ago could ever be the best game ever made.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Take those rose-tinted nostalgia glasses off and think back.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of it's down to your memories of it, isn't it? And what it meant.
There's no way I could play a Mega Drive game for longer than 10 minutes at this point.
I admit, as much as I enjoy some of them, yeah, it's short bursts, isn't it?
To be fair, Stu, if you played it for 30 minutes total, you'd probably complete it.
Yeah, true.
Remember when we powered through Streets of Rage 1, Craig, in like an hour?
That was good. That was a good day.
It's like, oh, we finished it now. Oh, was this short?
We're done. The end. It's worth it for that sick soundtrack, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Best soundtrack.
What was I going to say? On the opposite end of the scale, I finished Mad Max yesterday. That game goes on forever.
Lots of fetch me quests and stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just the same thing over and over and over again.
Rinse and repeat for it for each region that you go in, isn't it?
Yeah, and all I wanted to do was drive the Interceptor. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to drive the Interceptor. It's my favourite movie car. I drove it for 2 minutes. I was like, yep, done now. Uninstalled.
I enjoyed it, but I didn't get enough... I don't think there was enough story missions. There was just...
Yeah,
go here, clear
exactly.
These, clean these zones.
Yeah,
and then you might get a story mission, and then you have to do like two more regions, and then you might get another story mission.
Yeah, and the end was a fucking cop out. I was really disappointed with the end. I mean, spoilers for a game that came out like 6 years ago, and no one cares about. But at the end, it's like you have that little hunchback fella, Chumbucket, throughout the whole game.
Yeah,
Chumbucket,
and you like build a relationship with him, and he falls out with him a bit. And they have a few arguments. And he goes and finds him again at the end. And he's all like, oh, we're friends again now. Yeah, it doesn't matter, mate. It doesn't matter. And it's like, why is he being all like that about it? That's fucking weird. And then at the end, he just rams the car into the main baddie and fucking kills Chumbucket. He doesn't give a fuck.
What? Mad Max kills Chumbucket?
Yeah. It's like, get off the car. And he's like, I don't want to get off the car. It's my child. And he's like, get off the car, I said. And then he just fucking drives the car at the main baddie, his massive war chariot things, hanging off a cliff. And Chumbucket gets crumpled. It's fucking grim.
They call you Cumbucket around here, don't they? Cockwurst.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why.
Well, you do look a bit like him, to be fair, but...
It's true. I have to stand on the back of cars.
I don't think it was anything to do with the appearance.
It's more that while I get up to in my spare time, I milk supercar Nigel and fulfilled the buckets.
Yeah, with thick stout.
Yeah, that's right. Both of them stand over me, and it's like a cow's udders. Imagine the motion of a cow's udders into a bucket.
Yeah.
And that's why they call me Cumbucket. Nothing weird.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm not into that kind of activity. I must say.
Do you provide it for the man batter beer?
Do you reckon that's what the secret ingredient is?
Could be, couldn't it?
Oh my god. We could threaten to reveal the secret and get royalties. Imagine that.
Yeah, man, batter beer. They need to start selling it more than shot sizes, though. Or for some reason they call it load sizes, which is weird.
Yeah, how many loads do you want?
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Have two loads, please. So I'm saying a double.
There's quite a lot of head on this, sir. It's supposed to be. Okay.
But sometimes... Sometimes if you go later on in the day and you ask for a load size, you get hardly anything.
Yeah, you have to get there early, don't you?
Sorry, the pumps are dried up.
It's more value for money if you go earlier in the day.
Yeah, definitely. You have to get the first thing.
Although you don't want to get the first ones because they're like a bit more like a bit clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want the clear ones. Fucking hell, where's the substance?
There's no flavour in them ones.
No fucking nutrients in that, is there? Where's
so
protein there?
So what you're saying, the best time to go is like late morning?
Mid-morning, I'd say. You want to get there early doors, probably a bit mid-morning, it's probably about best, about 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the pumps must be working hard that time, because you can hear this grunting from the other room.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah, the pumps make weird noises, don't they? It's like, oh.
Sometimes I swear I can hear them kissing, but they're just pumps, so I can't wear.
Yeah, there's no way it could be anything else.
No, it's just pubs. Anyway.
Just the pipes, yeah.
Have you ever been to the storage room at the back?
No, they won't let me in.
I had a peep in once because they left the door open. There wasn't much like kegs or barrels, but there was just like loads of men in there. I was like, why have they got so many employees?
Yeah, weird. Maybe they were making a delivery?
Maybe.
Maybe they were dropping off some man batter beer.
I couldn't see many kegs of the stuff, but just loads of men in there. They must have been waiting for a delivery.
Yeah, must have been. Must have been like preparing for a delivery or something.
Yeah, but it's weird because they sort of like queue up towards this one wall that's got a hole in it, which is weird.
Yeah, maybe the hole is where they fire it through and they have to catch it in a bucket or something.
Yeah, maybe.
A coal maybe bucket, that's where, you see?
Maybe that's where they pipe it through, yeah. Pipe the yeah.
Anyway, to segue on from this conversation.
Cake
what's that, Ryan?
Cake piping.
Yeah.
Grim.
So yeah, there is something we could segue onto that. Someone's been putting their notes called the milkman.
Yeah.
Exactly, Ryan. Boom! Great segue minds think alike. I guess this is one of Stew's.
I was just getting the milk in one morning and I thought, how weird's the fucking milkman? Is a man that shows up in the night and delivers milk.
Stew stood there at the window with the curtains slightly parted, glaring, and his wife's there strapping on the wooden dildo, like, Stew, you coming to bed or what? It's like, I can't. I've got
the
to watch out.
One's coming for me.
He's
the milkman's
coming.
Oh, God.
He's coming. Stew starts freaking out, like screaming, hiding under the bed.
Yeah.
His missus is trying to drag him out. You can hear the clank, clock, 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 clock of the wooden
like the
tip on the bed frame. The Babadook! The Milkadook.
Yeah.
The Milkadook's coming!
He's just in the shadows. Milk. Milk.
The Baba Milk.
Yeah, Baba Milk.
So,
could this episode be called The Milkadook?
Can I ask another question regarding the milkman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's weird, but what would be a weirder thing to have delivered in the morning by someone at night?
Fish fingers.
like cans of Monster.
Ones. Or frozen ones.
Frozen ones? Just defrosted by the time you get out. Like, what's the fucking
point
in that?
What's the point in that? Some...
I tell you what would be pretty cool. The porridge man.
Go on. Does he have a big cannon that fires porridge at you?
No, it's got like a big barrel on his back and then just like squirts out some fresh hot porridge for you.
Watch down the road, going, get your porridge, get your porridge.
Yeah.
No, because it's night time, you can't wander around shouting, can he?
You'll get battered. Yeah.
It's like early early morning.
Yeah.
Because the milkman doesn't always come at night, sometimes it's early morning, so you could have a porridge man to come
who
around.
Who knows when the milkman's coming?
What That's about the dildo man?
No one ever knows when the milkman's going to come.
Well, unless he breaks into your house, Joe. Joins your missus. Eiffel Tower, you.
Yeah.
She could take the back and he takes the front. Clap your lips on this mini milk, you motherfucker.
That's what you say, isn't it? You mini
milk. No, it's what the milkman says. To me, when he breaks into my house. Alright? What about
no, he says, no, that's what the milkman says. He breaks in your house and goes, I'm here for your mini milk. Drop your pants.
Or just say, God milk.
Yeah, the milkman cometh indeed. Any other weird, weird delivery things to have in the morning?
Has anyone got a small horse walking about somewhere?
Not me. Mine's under control.
Clopping about.
Mine's in
the
stable.
That might be me messing with this thing. See that?
What are you messing with, Ryan? It's a dark room today. We can't quite see. What are you messing with?
Yeah, it's that horse. Yeah.
Ryan's little horse.
This little horse.
As usual, Ryan's brought his little fucking horse with him. Ryan, we say, every week, don't bring the little horse. It's massively racist. And he brings it anyway. Really undermines the podcast.
What would you want delivered in the morning, Craig?
Dildos.
Free warm.
You mean unboxed, like open, loose?
No, as in he squats down on your doorstep and just fires a few out. Like a lick of sausages.
Just lays them.
Or he just bends over and you've got to pull them out.
Yeah.
No, because you're asleep. He's not going to wake you up, is he?
Oh.
He's like, good morning.
Not unless he drops it in your mouth and then walks away.
That might cost extra.
No, wait. Maybe it's not in there. Imagine this guy walks like, morning, Craig, how's it going? Walks up to the door and squats. Craig has to get down and pull him out into links and then tie him up.
This segment's bullshit.
And then he gets up. See you tomorrow, Craig.
See you tomorrow, Nigel. Off he goes on his way. What the fuck are we talking about?
Weird things I've delivered in the morning.
Yeah.
Babies.
No, that's not weird. That's quite normal.
So if a man delivered a baby on your doorstep every morning, you wouldn't think that was weird, Stu? Is that normal for you, is it? Oh, it's another baby. What are we going to do with this one?
Oh, right, so now it gives birth on the doorstep.
Gives birth on your doorstep.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a bit...
I'm crowding it! Shut up out there!
He's just pooing! Ignore it!
It's not a poo, it's a baby! It's screaming!
Yeah, just ignore him, he'll go away.
Yeah, he takes his baby with him and staggers away down the road.
Does anyone else really enjoy using pregnancy terms to describe having a poo?
Yes. Oh, I'm 3 inches dilated.
I'm crowding. I'm having contractions.
When you're doing to a hospital, I'm in labour.
When you're having your upside down pyramid poos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got a big head, this one. It's coming out head first. It's got a head like Tommy Pickles.
As long as you don't scream your water's broke as well.
Sometimes it does, though.
It's like that thing when you drop a big one and you get the splash back and just kisses your ring piece.
Yeah, that's your water's
Neptune's
breaking.
Neptune's kiss, that, isn't it?
No, have you never had just a beer poo where you poo out a plug and then loads of water comes out after it?
Not water, no, but I know what you mean. Like, the first poo's like condensed.
Yeah,
and then it's the like foul-smelling...
Yeah. Bum juice.
No. I'm not going to describe my poo on the podcast. There's got to be a limit. It's
bum
chunkier,
sick.
Right?
Yeah.
Bum sick. That's not a phrase I've used in a while. Bum sick. That was a classic, wasn't it?
It was a good one.
I love Ryan's like gentlemanly laugh in the background. Ah, what a lark.
Ah, bum sick.
So, guys, I see on the notes someone's put Mass Effect TV show. Is this a thing that's happening, or is it a thing we want to happen?
There's what one?
Mass Effect TV show.
Yeah, I've heard there's been rumours about it that Amazon are working out, or in the final stages of working on a deal to have a Mass
Who's
Effect
play
TV
Dad
show.
Shepard?
Yeah, it might not be about Shepard. There's plenty of stuff they could do it about, but if it's not about and someone from N7, no one's going to grip it, are they?
I know they don't make it about Mass Effect Andromeda.
As long as they don't do like a weird prequel of how Commander Shepard joined the N7 program.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
I reckon they'll probably do the first contact war with the Teorians.
Or if they do a show all about fucking Caden.
Oh my Caden. God! And he teams up with Cartha Narsi from Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
The two most milquetoast annoying characters.
And Anton DeBeck as well.
Anton DeBeck, the dancing bloke on TV.
Was it Anton from...
Anton. Well, Anton DeBeck, he's a strictly
Anton,
coach.
Anton, and then played by Anton DeBeck.
Why not? Cartha Narsi is played by Jesse Eisenberg.
Ooh, and who... Drip Tray, round two, Carth and Caden.
Oh my god, I hate it already. Put it down. We're having
lock
it.
Lock it in.
Locked in. To torpedo tube A. So, Mass Effect TV show. I think it could work, to be fair. You know, I poo-pooed the Witcher one, but that was pretty good, so...
Depends. I can see it being like, if it's not... As long as like not overly camp like the fucking Witcher, not Witcher, Arrowverse and all that shit.
Do you reckon Chris Pratt will be in?
It depends, probably, yeah.
I saw a clip from, I think it might have been Supergirl. It was one of the CW dog shit DC shows anyway.
It was Chris Pratt playing Supergirl.
It was some woman with some guns, and I think her special power is that she has a gun. Because that's all she was doing. And she was shooting some monster, right? And it takes a swipe for her. And she sidesteps it. And she goes, right, okay, you ready? No touching without consent.
What?
And then shoots it, and that kills it with one shot.
That's up there with your famous one-liner, Stu. Did your dad ever tell you to close the door? What?
Did your daddy ever tell you to close the door?
It made sense at the time.
It didn't.
It fucking didn't.
I saw another clip from the latest season of the Flash, because that's still going. And I was like, so I've not followed watched any for a long time, but it was a white Flash, right? And he pulls out a fucking, basically a white a lightning sword, like a lightsaber.
Yeah.
He summons it, right? So then Barry turns up, and then said Barry Scott then.
Barry Scott.
Flash, silly Barry!
Anyway, so yeah, the Flash turns up. The Flash turns up, he pulls out a fucking yellow sword, and the reverse Flash turns up, and he pulls out a red one, and they have a fucking sword fight.
Why do they have swords?
Because it's they're using the speed force to conjure it into a weapon. And I'm thinking, these guys can run at the speed of light and they're having a sword fight on a rooftop.
Gets me thinking.
What's reverse Flash do? Does he run backwards?
It's supposed to be like a mirror image of the Flash, so he wears an opposite coloured suit and he's an evil version.
And he talks backwards. He talks like, and he talks like that. When he's turned on, he gets a windsock, and when he's not turned on, he gets a boner.
Yeah.
He drinks juice before he cleans his teeth. He has his pudding before his tea. He's a psychopath.
He puts the milk in first.
Yeah, he puts the milk in first. He thinks The Last of Us 2 is the best game ever made.
Drives a combine officer.
Yeah, you heard me right.
Lives in Cornwall.
Are you saying Pixie Ryan's the reverse Flash of me?
Yeah, exactly. You're regular Flash.
Yeah, it's reverse Flash. Ryan.
Bizarro
Ryan. Bizarro Ryan.
I like reverse Ryan.
Yeah. On a serious note, though, do go and listen to Pixie podcast. He does do a lovely podcast with Kayleigh. But on a serious note, yeah, come on, reverse Ryan.
But on a serious note, is the reverse Ryan.
Yeah, he is the reverse
serious note, he's the reverse Ryan.
I wonder what his thoughts on the N64 are.
Probably loves it.
Well, opposite
he'd
to what mine
are,
he'd
take it out of the bin. That's what he'd do. He'd take it out of a bin.
Yeah.
Although it's the opposite. So when you take it out of a... What's the opposite of a bin? A safe. But you take it out of a safe.
A cupboard.
Yeah, you take it out of a cupboard.
Yeah.
Doesn't really mean much, but that's some bullshit right there, right?
Right, so just speaking of TV shows then, going to get back from Reverse Ryan, I'll end up talking about him all day. Mass Effect TV show. But what are your thoughts on the Halo one that's been teased, ready to finally come out? Well, we had Forward Unto Dawn, which was like a film.
Yeah, that was that series of short movies, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you can watch it Netflix as a full film.
Wasn't thinking that.
Chris Pratt.
No.
Master Chief.
No.
Ross Geller.
No.
Supercar Nigel.
Come on, think,
Master Chief, I'll fucking sort it out.
Yeah, come on, let's go. I'll come with you as well.
Supercar Nigel.
Let's go, Supercar Nigel. Look at those brutes.
Come on, then, Ryan. Who was in it?
I don't know. It's Stuart that was questioning it.
I can't remember what his name is. Hammond, Elf, and Thor.
Oh, Idris.
Yeah, wasn't he in it?
Idris Elbow.
So. No, the Forward Until Dawn was the prequel to Halo 4.
Yeah, didn't it? Have him in it. I'm sure Idris Elbow was in it. Wasn't either Spartan? The other Spartan?
There's only one Spartan, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the guy. No, I know who it was. It was the guy that played... Fuck.
Played Fuck?
Yeah.
Don't remember that character. Was he a Spartan?
Not Iron Fist. Luke Cage, that's him.
Oh, Mike Coulter.
Yeah, that's who played him, yeah.
Sweet Christmas. So this new Halo series, I've not seen anything about it, Ryan.
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
You talk about Luke Cage,
he wears a yellow t-shirt.
Luke Cage.
He's not in Forward Until Dawn.
He fucking is. He played the...
Are you thinking of Halo Nightfall?
I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Which has got
Whatever Halo was out last, maybe it was Guardians, where it was Master Chief versus Mike Coulter. There was two Spartans.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Is it Locke or something?
Yeah, Locke. That was Halo Nightfall.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Five episodes, yeah. I haven't seen that one, actually. But yeah,
yeah, Locke, I remember him. Generic Locke. I was trying to find it on IMDb then, but I couldn't find it. But yeah, fair enough.
You Halo Nightfall was the most recent one. Forward Onto Dawn was where there was some academy that got attacked by the government, and Master Chief came down and saved this guy. And it turned out that guy was the guy who is the captain of the Infinity.
Yeah. And he took off his mask, and it was just Ryan underneath.
I do. I'm a beast.
Sorry, I'm late. I had to walk my dog.
Just a puppy yapping in the background.
On board this pelican in the background. Sorry about him. He gets excited. So they're like Gagri then. Oh, sorry about that. Don't talk about Gagri deal up here. So yeah, I says a note on there as well. What TV series from video games would we like to see?
Saints Row. But apparently that's coming out, isn't it? There's a Saints Row thing coming.
There's a new game coming out, though, isn't there?
Apparently there's a TV show coming out.
Saints Row.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen that somewhere.
Jason Statham being Saints Row guy, yeah?
Saints Row guy.
You want me to say what? Come in my boots. It'll make sense when you play the character. What was I going to say? That's a deep cut.
I have to what? Call them naughty little penguins.
That's a deep cut to a much earlier episode, listeners. Look for the one called Saints Row Guy. It's all there.
Yeah.
Quite usefully.
That's his full name, isn't it? Saints Row Guy.
Yeah, it is.
Saints Row Guy.
I can't think of any TV series I want to see, but have you seen the fucking trailer for the Uncharted movie?
No, with Spider-Man and fucking
Marky Mark. Tom Holland, who looks nothing like Nathan Drake, and Marky Mark, who looks nothing like Sully. It's like, okay.
Didn't they do a live-action thing where Nathan Fillion was Drake? And
yeah, Nathan Fillion did a shot, didn't he? Yeah. And he actually suited the character. It looked good.
Yeah.
Because the character's quite obviously based on him, but... Like, Tom Holland? The guy looks like a perpetually 16-year-old.
He's too young to play him.
The guy could be 50 and he'd still look too young to play him. It doesn't make any sense.
And I've never played any of the... Well, I've played Uncharted 1 for about 5 minutes, but I know that Marky Mark is nothing like Sully.
No, because Sully's an old man with a moustache.
Yeah.
Not a guy from Boston, as Marky Mark is. From Fenway Park. Good old Boston. That's all I know about Boston. It's got Fenway Park in it. Oh, and the Liberty Bell. Or is that in Philadelphia?
That's Philadelphia, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it? Digging myself a hole there. They're going to come after me. Try to think of things from Fallout 4 quick that exist in Boston. There's a ship.
Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, where they threw all the tea overboard and make a big brew in the docks. Pixie Podcast ancestor was there and poured a load of milk in first.
He didn't understand what was going on because he was like, well, you've not put any milk in there.
Yeah. Well, you can't take part in this, lads.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing it all wrong.
And that's how the War of Independence started.
Yeah.
Nice one, reverse Ryan's ancestor. Reverse George Washington. Way to set all that off. God. So... I've got the next note issue. I don't know if it's a misspelling or what, but the warm filling inside.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
What the fuck are you on about?
Saw it on a billboard. It's like, oh, that sounds a bit rude.
What billboard?
On the way back from work. I don't know exactly which one, but I saw it and it said what the warm filling inside. I did a double take. I was like, what the fuck is that?
And there was no other context on there.
I think it might have been a picture of some food, so it might have been something to do with... I think it might have been a McDonald's advert or something.
I think it means that people are going to come and start extracting your warm filling if you're not careful.
Oh, they're going to put a warm filling inside you.
Ooh, hello. Oh, back
the,
to
the, well,
the
milkman cometh. Yeah.
The milkman's going to come and put a warm filling inside you.
Back to the man batter beers again.
Yeah.
The milkadook will be coming for you. Okay, I mean that... Oh, I thought some more bullshit. It's even in the fucking notes. Perfume/cologne ads that are always on at this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? I saw one the other day, right?
Have you seen the Prada one with Jake Gyllenhaal in?
That's what I was going to say! What's he doing on that boat?
He's on a boat, and then it's a big giant red moon, and that's it.
He turns around and goes, Prada. And it's like, what was that? And there's the worst one, that sausage one, where Johnny Depp's digging up some guitar strings in the desert, and there's a bison. What's going on?
Sausage.
Sausage. Oh, yeah. Shots though, aren't you? Fucking sausage.
I bet Jake Gyllenhaal actually turned around and went, money. But then they changed it.
Yeah. Or maybe it's one of his Mysterio visions.
What's the Charlene Theron one where she's like in a gold dress, stands up, and there's other people in gold dresses and walks at the camera and it just says, Dior.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck is that? There's one where there's some sailors running around taking their shirts off or something. That was a weird one. I was like, what the fuck is all this?
There's a Miley Cyrus one now, isn't there?
They're all shit. Who comes up with these things? That's like they're done on drugs. The same people who invent these perfume adverts are the same people that make the GameCube as the sexiest console ever. It's nonsense. Stuff and nonsense. Made in Knutsford. Knutsford Advert Studios. They're joined onto a gentleman's clothes shop in Knutsford,
Yeah. They record podcasts there as well.
Yeah, I can't remember what the podcast called.
No. Two blokes
Spindly
do it.
Man. Spindly Man and...
some other bloke.
Are you sure it's two
blokes?
That's
what it's called, Spindly Man and Friends.
Spindly Man and Friend, yeah. So I think of a new advert, right? I need a celebrity. I need them to get on a motorbike, ride off into the sunset, and it'll say something like...
Sausage.
Diesel. Yeah, sausage. And it's like, what? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, that's my enough of whinging about them. I think the whole country wins about those cutting things, but they never stop, do they?
No.
I don't like it. They're fucking disgusting, and they can die in hell. There you go. That's another bullshit over and done with. Pardon me, I had a little bit of a burp there. Anything else you guys want to mention?
Some windy pops.
Oh, I did have a windy pop.
I've got something I want to mention.
Go on.
Treat yourself.
Hottington Dogman.
Oh, shit. I read about this the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he invented the
hot dog, burgers, didn't he? Oh, yeah, that was it.
Did he?
I thought it was burgers.
Hamington Burgerman.
That's the one.
They were worst enemies. If they saw each other in the street, they would fight.
Yeah, was he working with someone called, Burgington Bunman?
Sesame Seedington Bunman, his name was.
I know, it was Cecil Seedington Bunman.
Oh, it was Cecil Seedington Bunman. That was the fella. Hottington Dogman was his arch rival, of course.
Yeah.
He thought of making a sausage out of pig's nipples.
And his Mexican holes. Cousin, Chillington Dogman. Oh my god. Brian, I forgot. These facts are all available in the Cockwarts Library, aren't they?
Yeah.
I still like it.
It's the huge tomb of inventors. It was.
I still ask for Bellish and Boss.
Bellish and Boss on your Jippo burger.
What do you think of your burger? Bellish, please.
Am I right?
Just throw some Bellish on it.
Am I right in thinking that Ryan had some Jippo burger for his tea?
I did have one, yeah. Well, I went to a chippy and only had a burger from there, like a half pound of burger, and I was like, yeah. It's risky, but it's nice.
The Cockwatch Chippy.
Did you have Bellish or Boss on it?
I just had barbecue. Yeah. But it's like the sticky tangy barbecue sauce from there. The classic.
Just some processed cheese slices.
No.
Did you have salad?
Yeah.
You had salad. No cheese then. Bizarre.
Salad but no cheese. That doesn't sound right to be right.
It wasn't processed cheese. It was like proper cheese.
Oh. Okay. That sounds like the kind of thing reverse Ryan might enjoy.
Yeah, it does. It's a bit weird, this.
What?
No, he has
half
a hot
pounder.
Dog.
Half pounder with cheese, salad and barbecues.
Great cheese.
No, cheese.
A slice?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Ryan's like, cheese!
You know, like, comes out
like,
of a cow.
Like
cow shits around.
James May. Cheese.
Oh, question. Do they even have chippies down in Cornwall, where Ryan from Pixley Podcast lives? Reverse Ryan lives.
I don't know. Maybe don't call them chippies. Maybe call them fishies or something.
Fishies, yeah.
It goes to fishies, doesn't it?
You go to fishies.
Goes to fishies for some chips.
Yeah.
I had this argument with someone once when they said they were after work they were going to get some chips and fish. I was like, you're going to get some fucking what? Chips and fish? What the fuck's chips and fish? You get it from the chippy? No, you get that from the fucking fishy, son. It's fish and chips. You got to say, can I have some chips, fish, and like squashed peas, please? Do you?
No, you'd have to them first. You'd have some mushy peas. Have mushy peas and fish and chips and fish. Yeah, so yeah. I can't even do it. It's weird.
It's fucking ass backwards.
Well, do that next time. Next time you order,
I tried to do it backwards. I tried to do that. Then my brain defaulted back to normal. It's weird.
Yeah, it crashed.
It's like if you order a curry on the phone, you always order the curry and then the rice. So imagine trying to order
the rice then the curry. Can I have some pilau rice, please? Oh, go on, chuck a curry sauce on there as well.
Yeah.
It's fucking madness. I forgot about the fishy argument I had with someone. You've reminded me now.
Wasn't Chippington Chopman?
the founder of all
chip shops.
I thought that was what's his name? That guy's on telly, Ray Mayer. Not Ray Mayer.
Ray Mayer.
Yeah, Ray
Mayer. His survival fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
Dressed like a Boy Scout, handing out chips.
Getting wanked up in the background.
Ray Mayer! I guess that's another deep cut to an early episode.
Who are you thinking of?
The guy that cooks fish on telly. What's his name?
Rick Stein?
That's the fella.
Ray Ray Winston. Put some fucking chips, mate.
Rick Go Stein. Down the bookies, get some chips.
Ray Mays' fish and chip shop and Rick Stein's survival.
Hey, that's an idea, guys. Maybe Ray Winston and Bet365 can sponsor us.
Oh yeah, we have not mentioned we got noticed by Senpai again.
Oh, we got noticed by a Senpai, didn't we? Yeah. Not just anyone, but the UK High Street's biggest daddy of all, Poundland. Poundland, that sounds suspect if you don't know what their name means.
Yeah.
We're there for a pound. Poundland, for the non-UK based listeners.
Craig's favourite club.
Oi. Enough. Stop doxing my life. Poundland is a chain of shops upon the UK High Street that sells pap and tat.
Hang on, we're supposed to be sponsored by these.
It's good pap and tat, though. I'm still laughing to myself saying,
Craig going to Poundland, and then he comes over and going, where's all your shopping from Poundland? Like, oh, not that Poundland.
Yeah, Poundland? Shopping? What? But let's go for the beginning.
Oh, no, it's like, I just got a couple of loads. Do you want them?
I got them from the pub, the man that of it. Anyway,
I just got picked up a couple of heavy loads.
Oh, man. Let's start the pitch again, shall we? Poundland that sells the best affordable goods on the UK High Street.
It's better than Pound Stretcher.
Well, anything's better than Pound Stretcher. Fucking ass stretcher, more like. Poundland sells things like creepy elves on shelves, colouring books,
mushrooms,
cleaning products,
yes,
and loads of copies of one CD for a pound each.
And you can normally pick up the podcast's favourite drink, Monster Energy, for a pound in there.
Sponsored, which we are officially sponsored by, honestly, don't ask them. We are sponsored by them. Along with the Range, of course, the UK's other favourite high street store.
They're more of a retail park store, but...
Yeah, true. You don't get them on the high street, do you?
Yeah, but we're covering all bases now, because we rep the high street and the out-of-town.
Yeah, we're rebuilding the country. We're rebuilding this proud nation! So come and sponsor us, you lovely boys and girls, and we will make you famous! Better than the fucking manscaping, isn't it? I'd rather buy some cheap razors from Poundland than use manscaping ball razors. That's right, manscaping. I'm slagging you off. Come and prove us wrong. Be our sponsor.
Come and shave my balls.
Come and shave my balls.
Shave my balls, Manscaped. So you going Poundland later, Craig?
Which one, the shop or the nightclub?
Well, there's only one that's open at night this time.
Oh, the high street one then. the nightclub one operates really weird hours, Ryan.
Oh, does it?
So I hear, anyway. So I hear. From reputable sources.
And you're the main attraction there.
What?
You're one of the main attractions there, aren't you?
Look, Stu. I'm the main attraction anywhere I go. So don't try and make a thing out of this. All right? Anyway. So, do you want to go see the wizard?
Yeah, I suppose so.
We're off to see the wizards!
There's a magical school where wizards earn their sleeves. Shots and legs are training to be the wizards we all need.
It's fucking bullshit. I got into a fight with an ass-eater outside Poundland, you know, the nightclub. And it was a terrible fight. We were flinging spells back and forth, and the wizarding police told me off for it. Could you believe it?
No, I was there. I saw it. I saw you firing your sticky spells everywhere.
Yes, and I got told off for it, Master Cumbrag. Where's the fairness in that, I ask you?
I don't know. I cleaned it all up. I licked it up for you, remember?
Yes, exactly. That policeman put his foot on the back of your head and used you like a hoover to clean it all up. To be fair, you probably shouldn't have slagged him off and then tried to use a cork gun on him.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, Master Wizard...
Stealing up.
No, not later. We do that later. Master Wizard, how are you today?
Ah, yes, wonderful.
Done anything sexy lately?
Why would he do something sexy?
Yeah.
Because we're wizards, we're always sexy.
We're teachers.
If that's
first.
The case, everything I did is sexy.
Since when have you cared about teaching, Master Cumbrag? You spend most of your time sticking your willy in between those loose tiles in the corridor.
I thought I was helping to make the man butterbeer.
What? Is that how it's made?
No.
I hope not, because I drink
knows how
a
it's
gallon
made.
A day. No,
it, you see. Not I was making it out collecting.
Well, I drink one of each flavour of Monster Energy a day. Sponsor us, Monster Energy. Sponsor us. Your wizards, phone my wizards. Let's get some kind of conversation going here. Anyway, it's the part of the podcast where we supposedly... talk about things that we've experienced recently and assigned them some arbitrary review format. But I'm guessing Cumbrag's going to talk a load of bollocks again.
I don't talk bollocks.
Well, what are you reviewing then, you little shite?
It's a little pot I found.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Go on.
It's a little pot, and when you open the lid, it's got little biscuits in there.
Is it a biscuit tin?
Yes.
Fuck off. Master Wizard, have you reviewed anything nice recently?
No.
Oh. Well, I was actually invited to a movie night in the infirmary with that Craig fellow. You know, the one who slipped over in all that cum. Or a bruised Dickinson, one of the two. Anyway, I went to a movie night with him because he watched two films with his dream friend in. Red Notice and Jungle Cruise. And he kept elbowing me and saying, "There's my friend, Master Fenric, sir. There's my friend."
Why did you watch it with him?
Because he fucking kept asking me, and he was begging me, he was crying, it got embarrassing. And you two were... I don't know what you two were doing. You were fucking the invisibility bloke or something. So I thought, to hell with it. I'll go and watch two films with this idiot in the infirmary. And they were quite good, and they had that fellow in it. You know the one. The one that's his dream friend.
The Chuck.
The Chuck. That's the one. Dan the Chuck Ronson. and he was all there being all buff, and yeah, they had adventures, and that's exactly how that went down.
I'd like to oil the truck.
What?
He looks like he needs some oil, baby oil, on those muscles.
Oh, yeah, so you're going to go and give him a hand with
that? Oh, not engine oil.
Yes. No, special. I could make a special ointment for him.
I sometimes wonder, wizards, if we are losing focus on just what we are as wizards. When's the last time I even taught a class? Am I supposed to teach classes? Or am I the headmaster? I don't know anymore.
Oh. I have a question, though. Whatever happened to the Go-Go Tower Rangers?
Oh, I don't know. It seems like maybe they were setting up for something there, weren't they? And that it never happened.
Who's there?
Almost like that space station that we went to. Why did we go there again?
To get hench, remember? We lived in a little mouse hole.
And summon Henchstopheles. Although Master Cumrag fucked that up for us, didn't he?
I mean, we could have just got hench when the gym was around the wizard's tower.
I told you, Goro kept looking at me funny. I didn't like it.
He was eyeballing us, wasn't he?
Speaking of the
tower. Yes, and at one point he threw a watermelon at me.
He oogled me. I was meat.
You were just a piece of meat to that man.
Did he touch you with all four arms?
He kept flexing his forearm. What he used to do is his bottom arms, his fingers would form a ring. And his top arms, he used to stick his finger out. And he would make a crude penetration motion with the ringed hands, you see. Dual-wielding.
He kept doing this thing where two hands would, like, reach out and stretch something wide. And then the other two arms would punch through whatever was being stretched.
Yes. And the strong men kept giving me scary looks, so I left. I don't know why we let them build it on the tower.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Speaking of the tower, we should go back and make sure everything's okay.
It's probably all overgrown and smelly now.
It's nearly time for the Christmas break, so we can go back and tame it soon. Maybe we'll go back there for the month of Christmas. What do you think?
Have Christmas in the tower?
Oh, yes. We'll get the Christmas tower up, put all the decorations on it. Oh,
Christmas tower. Oh, yes. I do enjoy decorating the little towers around the tower.
Oh, yes, and we'll decorate them all. We'll let those three podcasting boys live in the spare room again.
Yes, all those like nice,
you know,
all those hairy baubles.
Yes, did you know Christmas was invented not by St. Nicholas, but by Chrissington Maskman?
Chrissington Maskman.
Yes.
Yes, I met him once, you know.
Yes, I thought it was that fellow's birthday, Jesusington Christman.
Jesus Hatchington Christman, I believe his name was.
Jesusington H. Christman.
And he famously rode a bicycle.
Yes.
I thought it was Christler. I wonder if I could find him.
No. He looks like that chap, Hasington Wildman.
Oh, I know him, the spindly gentleman.
Yes.
From down in Nutsford, the opulent town, upon the edge of a golden mountain, possibly. The Golden Mound. That could be a nice name for a prize. And something, don't you think? You've won access to the Golden Mound. Ah, delightful. So, anything else we want to mention before we head on down to the Sausage and Barrel?
Get some more man batter beer.
Yes, let's get some man batter beer. I still don't know entirely where it comes from.
No, I'm going to get. Nice. I'm going to get several loads inside me tonight.
Yes, the head on it is fantastic.
Yes, nice and frothy.
Yes, can be quite frothy.
Now, as you know, gentlemen, the students will complain if they see us going. So make sure you put your invisibility bloke on, and let's head over there.
I'll see you at the front.
Oh, I'm going at the back. That's where the most interesting bit happens. Off we go, gentlemen. Off we go.
I think so, Do you think that's a bit of a redundant section now, to listen to those two talk shit for 10 minutes?
Yeah, they used to try and review things, but they seem to have just given up.
It's like there's nothing, like they've got nothing prepared and they're just talking crap for no reason.
Yeah.
So Master Fenwick tried with some of that nice movie night I had with him, but then he just sort of tailed off.
Yeah.
Master Kurag's talking about a cookie jar, and Master Wizard just said no.
Yeah, I mean, they used to review games and stuff, didn't they? The wizards bought the tower tier.
Oh, that's why. Do you reckon they've left the tiering board at the tower and they're a bit lost?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll have to go back to the tower and have a look.
Well, as we know, for the month of Xmas, starting December, we're back in the tower because they've got the dragons with them, as he just said. Whether we like it or not, right?
Yeah, talk about things of sharpness.
They say that, but like sometimes nothing comes of it. Like the when Wizard mentioned about the Tower Rangers, so we might not end up even going.
Yeah, they pinned that on us as well. They said that was our invention. I'm pretty sure it was theirs.
Yeah, go Tower Rangers. That was them, wasn't it?
Fucking wizards, man. They never
I haven't got the budget to pay for superheroes.
No, where are we going to get those exploding spandex costumes from?
Yeah. And those fancy belt buckles.
Yeah, they don't grow on trees, you know. Anyway, much like the milkman reaching the end of his route, are we done with the episode?
I think so, yeah.
Alright. How about I give us a nice little exit section? Maybe we'll put some music. It'll be nice. So, right, everyone, especially Poundland, if you're listening, which we know you are, if you enjoy what we do, obviously you do, please subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Dickfuck, all them things, whatever other podcast app you use. Give us a 5-star review. Tell people you like us. We're funny. We're original. Oh, that Ryan is such a dreamboat. Get it all on there. Don't review, Stu. If you want to carry on listening to this sick filth after we stopped rolling the tape on this one, then why not join us over at Patreon, www.patreon.com/shoutselect. You can have a listen to The Drip Tray. Yeah, which is through the glory hole of the Wizard's Tower, up on the mountain where the Uruk-hai forged grim Rule 34 stories. What's tonight again, guys? Remind me.
Parthenassi, Hayden Lenko,
and Winston Churchill, and Supercar Nigel?
No, it's the guy that sang that song.
Jonah Louie. Yeah. So yeah, come and check that shit out. It's going to be fantastic. And of course, if you join now, for just 50p a week, whatever it was, you get access to tons of episodes. You can just feed that shit straight into your veins until you fucking spunkadoodle-do all over the place.
A metric shit ton, I think it's the correct amount.
I think that's the official measurement now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, if you, want to talk to us, we're on Twitter. Oh, the music stopped. We're on Twitter. Nice. I'm going to finish quick. At Shark Select Pod and all the other socials. If you want to suggest content, such as Item Shop DX has done, you know, the bullshit, it's been the theme of the episode. Get it in there. You too can steer our destiny. Also, you can talk to us if you want. All right, that's it. We're done. See you in a bit. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye.
What was that?
What, this? That's what noise you make at the... That's what noise you make at Poundland.
When you're looking at the deals.
Yeah, the deals, yeah, the UCDs.
Yeah, when you walk around seeing all the deals, you go, that's it. Look, how much is that? It's only a pound.
Is that Britney Spears Toxic on CD 12 times?
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a can of Monster for a pound.
Our other sponsor, Monster Energy.
Yeah.
All right, that's that then. See you in a bit.
Melchiduke.